step to the toss and miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in, you get in. 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. All right, on Georgia, you look at this defense, and there are still some guys that just immediately jump out, all right? For example, if we're just talking like All-American candidates, right? I think Jalen Carter is a first-team All-American defensive tackle. All right, he would be first-team All-American. Ed, I'll get to you in a minute. I think Nolan Smith is a first-team caliber linebacker at the jack position. I think that Jamon Dumas Johnson. I think Dumas Johnson, who's just a sophomore at the money spot, really flashed insane ability last year as a playmaker. Now he's going to be a full-time guy. I think this kid may actually be the most talented player on the whole defense. It's just a matter of time. He's on your preseason Butkus watch list, and I think with good reason. He is not a household name as yet, but somebody's been watching film, like the Butkus people at least, because again, he didn't play a ton, but he flashed big-time talent and made big-time plays. You get to the secondary, and Ringo is a first-team All-American caliber player, the redshirt sophomore cornerback. Ringo is 6'2 and can really run. He is what sort of the model that's being looked for at that position in the NFL this year. And you get the Smiths back. Dan Jackson is back. Dan Jackson had he learned under fire last year, and he got burnt a number of times. He was sort of the guy that people tried to attack late in the year in that secondary, but I think he's grown up a little bit, in that regard. I think Georgia's going to be good on the back end. I actually think they're better on the back end this year than they were last year. Now, the dilemma, the group last year was supported by an elite front seven, They put constant pressure and collapsed the pocket on opposing quarterbacks. I don't know you're going to get quite that effect on the quarterback this year. We'll see. If you do, I actually think the back end of the Georgia defense, as I said before, is maybe better than it was last year. If there was a weak link in the Georgia defense last year, it was that secondary. Ringo was a year younger. Jackson was getting burned. You know, you had injuries back there that were impacting you. I think if there's an area where they were hurt, you know, it was, or lesser, that was that area. I do think that area is going to be better this year. We'll get to the Georgia offense in a second. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter.
Ed.
You know, being on a watch list is okay as long as it doesn't involve a government institute with three letters in it.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about that. Walter, piggybacking on my baseball talk yesterday, you know, the Cardinals went out and won 13-0.
How about that?
And in the process, for the first time in Major League Baseball history, which stunned me, you had two 40-plus-year-olds, one hit a grand slam and the other pitched seven scoreless innings.
I saw that. That's pretty amazing. Yeah, Albert Pujols. How about that, Ed? Another homer for the suddenly on fire Albert Pujols. Albert can spell that 700, Ed.
Yeah, I think he can. He said there's no way he's coming back. I think he already knows he's going to get there.
It may be.
All I'm waiting on now is Wainwright to throw a damn no-hitter.
Yeah.
Woo, here we come, October. But I was really surprised that had never been done in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
I guess there's a first time for everything.
You know, it's fun. You know, it's funny you say there's a first time for everything in Major League Baseball, because I saw a video yesterday, and I can't remember. It might have been John Boy Media that put it up, and I don't know what level baseball it was, but it was a baseball video, and it basically had that almost that exact type of thing. You think you've seen everything in Major League Baseball, and that's what makes the game so great, because you never have. And it had this video of a batter at home plate, and he fouls the ball straight down, hard, you know, straight down hard in the dirt in front of him, and the ball just sits there. Didn't bounce. This wasn't like he tipped it. He fouled it straight down hard. It landed in the dirt, and it just sat there.
It impaled the dirt.
It impaled the dirt.
Mm. Well, that was a fast pitch and a hard swing, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got my Facebook was kind enough to throw me a flashback of 19 years ago where Braves player Foucault or whatever.
Rafael Foucault. Yeah.
Yeah. Full of unassisted triple plays.
Yeah.
My boys in Bush Stadium. I didn't need to see that. I could go in the back room and blow up. What the hell was that? Why do you want to show me that on Friday?
Come on, man. Yeah, I saw that as well.
Scroll down a little further and saw Albert hit that grand slam. So I felt better after that. Yeah. He was doing it yesterday just for anyway, he was trophy home running. He wanted to get everybody on.
Just nine away. How many games you have, like, what do you have, Ed? 42, 43? How many left?
We're a little bit behind on games.
Oh, good.
Now, whether they'll make them all up or not, I don't know.
Okay.
We are 66 and 51.
Okay.
So we played 117. We should have 45.
Okay.
If they do it,
they got to make sure Albert gets. They got to make sure Albert gets all his shots in. He's going to have to be incredibly hot. He is hot, but he's going to have to stay incredibly hot to hit nine more home runs in 45 games.
If I had time, money, and cooperation, Walt, I would follow him around and ask to be a reliever and pitch to him. I'd throw him the biggest gopher
ball.
He'd probably line drive me in the head, though. But you know what? I was listening to your A&M talk.
Yeah.
And I did hear Trucker James, and God bless him on the highway. I know he sees more than I do, and I can't stand these other motorists. But, but anyway, I think A&M's going to lose to Shane Cox this year. Honestly, do.
I think they could, too. And maybe that streak ends this year. They're going to have the better quarterback in the game. I think that's for sure.
Yeah, because A&M don't know who theirs is. And let's be honest about Jimbo Fisher. Outside of the blind quarterback that won the Heisman, what is
James
he ever Winston. Done?
Yeah, look, I think there's something to that, Ed. All right, Ed, go out with pools. Yep, you too. Look, I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed. You haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to your own private Idaho. Forget that. Trust me, you don't need to do any of that. You just need to call my guy, David Green. You can stay. You can live right where you are. You can stay where your feet are. The solution's right here in Greenville, the Green Law Firm. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back, whether they put liens into your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up. David has great work relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly find you the right solution. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green fully understands the Fresh Start program. He'll use this program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940, 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal, G-R-E-E-N-E. Tell them I sent you. That's how this deal works. All right, on the Georgia offense, I think the offensive line is going to be pretty good. Cedric Van Praan at the center is a talented young player. There are some guys here that Georgia fans don't like Warren Erickson for whatever reason. And there may be some legitimate reason. But I think this offensive line as a whole is going to be pretty good. Obviously, the quarterback, Stetson Bennett, is a national championship-winning quarterback. I think McIntosh and Milton are going to be terrific, versatile running backs. And Georgia has all sorts of young, talented depth at the running back position. I think that Robinson and Paul, the two freshman backs, could both factor for Georgia this year. They're both game-ready, college-ready body types and talents. So, as usual, Georgia's backfield situation is deep and talented. And again, McIntosh is a very versatile guy. I think I put four Georgia running backs in my top 20 or 25. So, or maybe three. Maybe it's three. The receiver position was hurt a little by the loss of Smith. Smith was the speed guy, the take the top off guy. But he wasn't their best wide receiver. Mitchell is. McConkey has proved his worth. And Kyaris Jackson can play. Sometimes he seems to get lost in this mix of talent at Georgia. But he can play. And then you look at the tight end position, and this is just absolutely sick, this level of talent. I mean, they have Brock Bowers, they have Eric Gilbert, they have Darnell Washington, and they have Oscar Delp. Oscar Delp is a freshman who people haven't seen yet, but I'm telling you, I watched the spring game. This kid looks exactly like Bowers did at a similar time. And Eric Gilbert was the number one tight end in his class when he came out, and he showed all that flash and ability his freshman year at LSU, and then he ran into the difficulties that he did. And finally, it appears that Eric Gilbert is ready to actually be able to play and concentrate on football, that he's cleared some of these other hurdles in his life. And if he has, that's going to be bad news for everybody else, because Gilbert is a talent. And they already have Bowers, and they have 6'8". Darnell Washington is a great inline blocker and red zone target. And then this Oscar Delp kid, the freshman, is just like Bowers. I've said this before. This is the greatest tight end room I have ever seen collegiately. It's not even remotely close. And look, I think that Monken is going to be able to use all these tight ends to do almost anything he wants offensively. I mean, I think it's almost like an offensive coordinator's dream to have four tight ends of this caliber and the things you can do with them. Now, Monken has said jokingly, we need wide receivers too. He said, we can't just throw the tight ends, or every wide receiver that's in the program will be transferring. And, there may even be some truth to that joke, but the bottom line is, when you have four tight ends of this caliber, you can do so many things from a personnel grouping standpoint. And I'm not sure anybody can deal with these tight ends. I don't think so. I mean, again, there's more to be seen. I've heard all about Eric Gilbert being ready and being, totally committed to football again. And, if he is, that's going to be really bad news for everybody else. Really bad news, because those tight ends are going to be a big time problem. Bauer's the best tight end in the country. Gilbert's one of the most talented young tight ends I have ever seen at the time that he came out of high school. This Oscar Delp kid, as I said, freshman, looks just like Bowers did a year ago. And then, oh yeah, Darnell Washington, 6'8", 260, whatever he is. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break.
You've been charged with a criminal offense. You may be facing significant consequences. You probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. You feel like nobody understands what you're going through. Get the answers you need to navigate through the legal system. Call today to schedule your free legal consultation with Nick Lavery Law Office, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680. Online, nicklaverylaw.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Janpro Cleaning and Disinfecting is your local cleaning industry leader, proudly serving the upstate for over 20 years. Janpro offers the industry's best in hygienic cleaning and disinfecting. Our proprietary electrostatic disinfection service combines safety and security with the ability to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria and still safe enough for food prep services. And this is just the tip of the iceberg in our professional expertise. Call Janpro today at 864-458-3053.
Summer is here, and it's time to make the living easy with Crasto Storm Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Crasto Storm Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanneman Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Crasto Storm Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylors.
Crasto Storm and Patio.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man, and I have exciting news. We are now open at our new location in Greenville. Not only will you be able to get the made-from-scratch pound cakes you have grown to love at our Clemson location, you will also find delicious deli food from Clayton's Deli. Hot sandwiches, cool salads, soups, and more. Don't worry, the Clemson location will still be here on Old Greenville Highway. We're just making it easier for our Greenville customers. Come see us in Greenville at 1628 East North Street, and tell your friends, the Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Hey Tiger fans, Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide. Offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Please join us for a special Out of Bounds broadcast Friday, August 26th from the Clemson Subway as we bring light to this cause.
The countdown is on. 17 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Brought to you by your Clemson and Anderson area KFC locations.
The handoff won't throw it in. It's going to be Uyunglele. That was on the left side and taken into the end zone from 3 yards out for the touchdown.
We are the flagship station for Clemson athletics. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. A little Guns N' Roses Friday. Let me tell you about this here station. We are going to be airing 87 hours of live local content every week. There's no sports talk station anywhere offering more live and local content than us. Nowhere. Monday, beginning the 29th, which is just 10 days from now, you'll hear the Mark Childress Show. From 7 to 8, he'll be joined by my producer, Ramona. Mark does a great job. 8 to 9 will be Tiger Calls. Tuesday, you'll get the Dabo press conference aired live, 11 to 12, 12 to 3. OOB will be live from the Clemson facility as before. 7 to 8 will be Facts on Sports. And then Wednesday will be Facts on Sports from 7 to 8 as well, featuring Facts and Childress. And then Thursday... Yeah, non-Childress family member, we're on Thursday. The Morgan Thomas Show.
Morgan Thomas.
Yeah, my best friend.
Yeah.
And then 8 tonight will be the Jaguars Coaches Show. That will not feature Urban Meyer any longer.
That's right.
And then Friday, I think Urban did like one of those shows. Friday from 7 to 10, of course, high school football with our amazing team of Quack and Donald Clark. And then from 10 to 11, Friday Night Final with Jeff Holly and Mike Vaughn. So how about that? And then Saturday, of course, Clemson, pregame show with Scott Reimer and Kwok, 6 hours before kickoff. And then Sunday, we'll once again carry the Jacksonville Jaguars football. So an incredible lineup for you, our ever-expanding lineup, and just terrific stuff. All right, we basically covered Georgia. Let's take a look at Georgia's schedule. I'll get to your calls as well. Oh, look, it's Georgia Greg while we're talking about Georgia. By the way, Ramona, when I said we're going to do 12 hours, or we're going to go to midnight, Tester 940 says, drooling. I'm staying. Let's go to midnight. Well, I appreciate that. My voice will not last that long. Greg, come to you one second. Georgia opens with Oregon in Atlanta. I think Oregon's going to give Georgia a game. But I think at the end of the day, Georgia will win. They better not suffer the same fate Ohio State did. They have talented linebackers, and Lanning certainly knows Georgia's personnel. There's a little sort of edge there that goes to Oregon, and Bo Nix knows, Georgia as well. But I think Georgia will find a way to win. I don't think that'll be easy. Then Samford, then at South Carolina. Kent State at Missouri. Missouri is one of the worst defenses I've ever seen. I watched them in the spring. They have some weapons. That defense, I thought that defense was horrific last year. It may be worse. Then Auburn and Vanderbilt, those are wins. Open date, Florida, that's a win. Tennessee, that's a win, but, beware of the Vols offense a little bit. At Mississippi State, a little bit dangerous there. at Kentucky, you know, Georgia's handled Kentucky. And then Georgia Tech, you know, who's absolutely friggin' hideous. And that'll be Jeff Collins' final game, if his final game doesn't come earlier than that. Georgia Greg, welcome back, Greg.
Yeah, well, good talking to you, Walt. I look forward to talking to you a lot this year.
Yeah, good.
I just wanted to, I'm definitely want to give you a chance to get through the SEC, so I'll make it quick. I just wanted to tell you, I agree wholeheartedly with everything you said. You excited me so much about the tight ends and running backs, and I agree. I think your secondary is going to be better, and you really didn't say much about the linebackers, and I think that's right. I think that's, I mean, when you lose Dean and the Walkers and all that, I just don't see how they can just, experience is so vital as a linebacker.
It is.
And I think that's going to be our tough point. I think it's going to be a weak line. I mean, Jordan Davis was huge in the middle. We don't have somebody to replace him, but the defensive line seems overall like a solid group, and Carter, like you said, is very dynamic. Beans good on, I mean, Nolan Smith's good on the corner. But those linebackers, that's what I'm wanting to see. What I question.
I'm excited about the Dumas Johnson kid. I think that.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, I mean, will he take a few false steps? Will he make a mistake or two? Probably. But I think he is a special player, and I'm really sort of fascinated to watch what he looks like playing full time this year.
Me too. Yeah, like I said, I just wanted to call and tell you thank you for pumping me up and enjoy it. But I do want to help you try and make your goal of getting through the SEC in 30 minutes.
There you go, Greg. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Thank you, Greg. All right. So that covers Georgia, number one. Number two. I'm going with Kentucky. I went with Kentucky last year. Worked once. Ought to work again. I just think Mark Stoops has built a program. I think that there are going to be challenges to Kentucky, but I think this guy has built a program. This is a 10-3 football team last year. Yes, I know they lost some pieces on that offensive line to the National Football League, but they're always good at the line of scrimmage. This guy has recruited really well. And honestly, he's recruited a lot of Big Ten turf that, you know, not a lot of Southeastern Conference teams go into, but he's going into Big Ten turf and recruited that area really well. He has Will Levis. This is the best quarterback he's ever had. This is year two in the offense for Will Levis. Levis is an NFL quarterback. He was great in the red zone last year. I think he'll be great again. You know, they have talent at running back. Rodriguez is the best back in the SEC. I mean, Rodriguez is a hammer. And, you know, and I know that he's suspended initially, I guess. I've not seen any definitive action on that. But this is a guy who's played, you know, 3-4 years in the SEC, 3 years in the SEC, and is averaging 6.6 yards a carry, which is insane. You know, they also have Smoke, but I think Smoke, when I watched their spring game, Smoke is down the depth chart right now. Smoke is like running back four on that depth chart right now. They really like the Wright kid, Lavelle Wright. They think he's going to be a star. They really like Dane Key, the freshman receiver. He looked great in the spring game. They think that even though they lost the number one playmaker in this receiving group, that this receiving group is actually the best receiving group they've had. So, you know, I'm willing to buy that. I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt. This is just a tough football team that passes the eye test and plays like that. Let me get Justin in here. Justin from Anderson on Kentucky. We'll talk a little bit about the defense. We'll examine their schedule. I'm getting through this, Ramona. Justin, how are you?
Doing great. Well, I appreciate you getting me in. I just have a quick question related to Will Levis. I'll take your comments off air on this. Do you think that James Franklin at Penn State missed the jump-off point with Sean Clifford to go to Will Levis? Because it seems like Clifford, He's going to be like a sixth, seventh year. It seems like he's been there forever. And the results never get better under him. Yeah. And there were times that Clifford would go out injured at key moments in key games that Levis, having no playing experience at all, he would come in and he would manage the best he could. He may make a small mistake here or there, but to me it looks like it just, James Franklin almost missed the calling on this one, like Kirby going from to Justin Fields in a way. Just curious your comments on that. Yep. Appreciate the show as always.
Thank you, Justin. Yeah, I think there's something to that. I mean, if you ask who's the better talent, there's no question that Levis is the better talent than Clifford. There's no question. I think Clifford's going to have a good year. I think he has really good wide receiver talent. But, yeah, I mean, I think if you ask the question, who's the better talent, the talent is Levis. Now, I had a text who doesn't like Levis, who wrote something about Levis. I really can't say on the air. But he said, Rodriguez is a fumble waiting to happen, too. There is truth to that. Rodriguez has had fumbling issues. That's a big issue. But again, you're talking about, look, he's the best back in the SEC, and I don't even think it's close. I really don't. Rodriguez is an absolute hammer. He's fourth on my national running back list. And I really like their whole backfield situation. Now, again, Rodriguez had the DWI. I don't know how long he's going to be out for. Defensively, I think this group will be good again. I think their linebackers are talented, athletic. Always, they have experienced athletes in the secondary. I think defensively, it's a really good, solid football team. You know, this team, I think, is sort of on autopilot right now. Every year, this is going to be a 9-win type of football team. And until somebody surpasses them, I just think this is where they belong. They're too on the list for me, and I think there's some challenges to that this year, but I just think that's where they are as a program right now. I think they're still more advanced right now than Florida, than South Carolina, for example. Their schedule, Miami of Ohio, they're at Florida in game two. I think they probably upset Florida in game two. Youngstown State, Northern Illinois, that's 4-0 at Ole Miss. I think there's a good chance they beat Ole Miss. South Carolina at home, who they have owned. Mississippi State at home, that may be a problem for them. At Tennessee, you know, we'll find out. With the Vols, will have an advantage at home. At Missouri, that's a win. Vandy, that's a win. Georgia's lost. Louisville, they kill Louisville. Honestly, I look at that schedule and I'm automatically thinking 9-10 wins again. So Kentucky is team number two. Team number three is Tennessee. Listen, I think you have to. Is there still some lack of discipline at Tennessee that comes from the head coach? Yeah, maybe. In Josh Heupel, but what Josh Heupel has been able to do is bring Tennessee offense, and they haven't had offense in as long as I can remember. And this is an offensive game we're playing. They're an offensive football team. They averaged 40 points a game last year. They're going to average at least that this year. Cedric Tillman is a beast at receiver. They believe in some of these other guys. Jalen Hyatt, the South Carolina kid, is going to be operated out of the slot. I think he has the potential to have a big year. The offensive line needs to get better in certain areas. Pass protection last year was a bit of an issue. They allowed a lot of sacks. They'll probably allow a lot of sacks again. Hendon Hooker is the real deal. I mean, and what I really like about Hendon Hooker, like some other places in the country, this is going to be his second year running this offense. He was great in year one running the offense. Again, he had like 30 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions. I think the running back group is pretty good, but make no mistake, this is Hendon Hooker's team, and they're going to go as far as he takes them. And as I said, I think they're going to score over 40 points a game, 42, 43 a game, something of that sort. The defense is another matter entirely. I don't trust this defense at all yet. They've added, a few transfers to this mix. We'll see if that improves the on-field depth and if that helps the product. But the defense is still going to be an adventure. You know, the average Tennessee game is going to be 40 to 30. Now, something like that. Look, they would take 40 to 30. They better hope it's not 40 to 41. that's what they're looking for. But look, I think clearly it's now an offensive football team in an offensive era of football. So for the first time in a long time, I like the Vols. They open with Ball State. That's a win. They're at Pittsburgh in game two. I think they win that. That's the revenge game. They get Akron next. That's a win. Florida at home next. That's a win. That's 4-0. At LSU, you know, we'll see. Let's call it 4.5. Alabama still at 4.5. UT Martin, 5.5. Kentucky, I'm going to say they lose. At Georgia, that's a loss. Missouri's a win. At South Carolina, I think is a win, but I'm not 100% sure about that. And Vanderbilt is a win. I think they're like an 8-win type of football team. And that puts them into third place in the SEC East for me. Waltip to the Road Rage, quick break. We are going to finish the SEC today.
It's time for the ultimate college football kickoff show. The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show, live at Twin Peaks in Greenville. Brought to you by Upcountry Fiber. We'll be live from 5 to 8 p.m. on August 25th. The Roar's panel of experts will give you everything you need to know about the upcoming season. Conference champion picks, Heisman picks, playoff picks, and who wins it all. We'll have you covered. The Roar College Football Kickoff Show, live August 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Landscaper Supply, the Upstate's premier Toro equipment dealer and leader for outdoor landscaping and lawn care, has moved and expanded their Easley store and added Ace Hardware. They're at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway and featuring Toro lawn equipment and now an Ace Hardware as well. See their other locations in Greer, Simpsonville, Greenville, and Piedmont online at landscapers-supply.com. The relocated and expanded Easley store at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Landscaper Supply.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American-made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
America's largest family-owned jeweler is expanding their store to serve you. For the moment, Reitz Jewelers in Haywood Mall has relocated next to Pandora on the second floor. Reitz Jewelers still offers huge savings on diamonds, watches, and more, all with the same superior customer service they've always provided. When the new store reopens soon, you'll be amazed at how they've grown. See Reitz Jewelers right now next to Pandora on the second floor of Haywood Mall. Online at Reitz.com.
Link your Ingalls Advantage card to your child's school, giving the advantage to those who really need it. That's our pledge to you.
This week at Ingalls, 4-ounce Hormel Natural Choice Uncured Pepperoni, $3.28 each. 4-count Double Roll Brawny Terra Square Paper Towels, $6.98 each. And select varieties, Cheez-It Original or Snapped. Buy one, get one free. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
Great Southern Homes has been building beautiful, exceptional, and great value homes in South Carolina for over two decades. Residents in the Midlands and the Lowcountry have come to trust Great Southern Homes as a premier home builder. And now you can too. Great Southern Homes is now building in the entire upstate. At Great Southern Homes, dream homes are standard. If you're looking for the right builder to make your dream home come true, look to Great Southern Homes. You'll be glad you did. Visit us online at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Making My Mark's mission is to spread awareness, education, and advocacy about suicide. Offering programs for students and staff at schools, churches, youth groups, and clubs, with a goal to start crucial conversations that are vital in removing the stigma associated with mental illness.
Anxiety, depression, and other mental illnesses are as prevalent as cancer and heart disease, even though the public perception is different. We lose someone to suicide every 12 minutes in this country.
It devastates families and communities, and it is preventable. Making My Mark wants to start crucial conversations by raising awareness through a message of hope. Talking saves lives.
Making My Mark promotes the building of resiliency and self-worth they can call on if needed. Please join us for a special Out of Bounds broadcast Friday, August 26th from the Clemson Subway as we bring light to this cause.
It's time for Tiger football, and what better place to enjoy football weekends than in your own condo at Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant and a football field for pre-tailgate festivities. When you aren't here cheering for the Tigers, earn income using our managed rental program to rent your condo to fellow Tiger fans. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today, and go Tigers.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can really control your savings. Because when you drive less, you save more with pay per mile. So you're really in control of your savings. Only paying for the miles you drive. Yeah, life is good when you're in the driver's seat. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Norfolk, Illinois.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Love Sweet Caroline, so good. I'm in such a great mood, Mom. The SEC West, Roy, I see you there. I'm going to get to you in a minute, but I gotta get through this. I've made the promise. Howard, who's a Tennessee fan, says, Walt, listen to you give the SEC East positions for this year, and while I feel like my Vols could be number two and challenging Georgia in the near future, your assessment's on point, and to do more, the team has to earn it. They need to take the games they should win. I agree. Look, I think Tennessee is really close. I think they're really close. And maybe they do get over the top this year. You know, maybe even in challenging Georgia and maybe in beating Kentucky. I still think that Stoops's program is more securely in place than the most likely challenger, which is Tennessee. Now, Tennessee's program is more in keeping with the game is being played right now. Mr. 940 Ramona is still trying to get us to go longer tonight. He said, how about just doing 30 minutes long? I appreciate that, but no, we're gonna be out of it. Number four in the SEC East. I'm going with South Carolina. I know this team finished 3-5 in the league last year. I know they sort of squeezed out wins. I know it was sort of ugly. I know it was 22 points a game. I know all that. I just think that the offense is going to take a big step forward, and I think it's going to go from 22 to, I don't know, 31 a game, maybe more? 22 to 34 a game? If that happens, I think they win games that people aren't expecting them to. And I just I think there's an energy right now in that program with Beamer and the offensive weapons. And you know, I think they feel like they have an offense again. Now, I don't know about the totality of the defense, but I think Van is an NFL receiver that's been covered up by bad quarterback play. You know, I think the Wells kid, the Brooks kid, Leggett, Joyner, Brown, who was a former four-star guy from Georgia Tech. I think there's a lot of talent in that receiving core. Then you go to the tight end position where Bell is a top 100 player in my estimation, and Austin Stogner is a very good player. There are legitimate weapons at South Carolina now for Spencer Rattler and or Luke Doty to utilize. And so I think they make a big jump offensively. And again, I just think there's an energy. In a way, I think they may have less questions than Florida does. You know, when I look at Florida, I see all sorts of offensive line questions. There are those at South Carolina, too. I don't know how good this offensive line is going to be at South Carolina. I just think it's going to be better than it was last year. The defense, like I said, you know, look, you got a guy like Cam Smith who's probably a round one NFL draft pick. There are some pieces defensively on this defense, but one of the real keys is going to be whether Pickens and Burch ever play like the five-star players they were alleged to be. I did not think that Pickens was a five-star player or said it all along from the time he was in high school. I think Burch is closer, but has to play to that level. And we'll see what South Carolina gets out of guys like that. Up front and how they play, that'll determine a long way to what happens with the season. Again, I realize the schedule is difficult. I think they beat Georgia State. Sorry, Robert. At Arkansas is a tough game. That might be a loss. Georgia, you have to assume is a loss. Charlotte is a win. South Carolina State's a win. So that's at least three wins. At Kentucky is tough. A&M at home. You know what? I think that streak comes to an end. I think they beat A&M at home. I don't like A&M. I don't like Jimbo Fisher. I don't like green eggs and ham. I don't want any of A&M, any of that A&M nonsense anymore. I think Spencer Rattler is a better quarterback than Haynes King, and that game's at home, and I think that fan base is going to be jacked up, and I think maybe that comes to an end. Missouri, at home, South Carolina might score 60 on Missouri. Missouri's going to score some points, but that defense, I'm telling you. At Vandy is a win. I think they win at Florida. I think they win at Florida. I think Billy Napier is going to turn Florida into a monster again. I just don't think it's this year. Tennessee at home, I think that's a game Tennessee wins, and then at Clemson, I think is a loss. I think they're a 7, maybe 8-win football team. So that puts them in 4th for me. 5th, Florida. I watched Florida's spring game. I think Anthony Richardson is the real deal. He looks like a completely different player than he did a year ago. A year ago, honestly, he was just a wild athlete that was completely inaccurate, and I just didn't hold much hope for. The talent was there. I just didn't know where the development would come from. I still don't know where the development came from. I don't know how you go through an offseason, come back, and look like a quarterback, but Anthony Richardson does. In the spring game, his delivery was consistent. It was not a year ago. His delivery, the ball was coming out the same way every time, and it was coming out quickly. And Richardson is absolutely a talent. Let me tell you something. This guy more approaches the prototype of what an NFL quarterback looks like than Bryce Young does. Don't be shocked at the end of this year if Richardson plays like I think he's capable of playing, that he gets a lot of love as a top 10 draft pick. I think that's his level of talent. As a redshirt sophomore, you know, I've got a Florida fans write me saying, well, their offensive line should be better. They did add Osiris Torrance, the transfer from Louisiana who played for Billy Napier, and he'll help at right guard. But I still think this offensive line is a work in progress. Their running back situation, they've got some players in that running back. I think Montrell Johnson, gets the first look. He's sort of a hammer type, you know, sort of what you see is what you get. He's not a guy who's going to go 60 or 70 on you, but he's a guy who can, he can give you sort of that Damian Pierce role that he played. And by the way, Pierce is looking really good in the NFL so far. I thought he would. Defensively, listen, they have some star talent, guys like Brenton Cox, who was the transfer from Georgia, etc. I still think this whole Florida football team needed to be redone, rebuilt in Billy Napier's image. Napier is a highly organized individual, extremely organized, and I think he's going to do a tremendous job at Florida. I think that he will quickly turn Florida into Justin, Florida fan says, lay the foundation this year, build for the future. That's it exactly. That's it exactly. I think that's exactly what it is for Florida this year. And, you know, and again, you look at the receivers, for example, there are some talents in the receiver group. Justin Shorter is a five-star talent waiting to play like a five-star talent. He's the former Penn State receiver, if people remember. He looks the part. Honestly, you look at Justin Shorter, you think that's a first. That looks like a first-round NFL receiver. He has not played to that level yet. We'll find out what they get out of that position. The Whitmore kid is your slot type, your prototypical slot type. He's dependable. Henderson has some ability. I think it is a foundational building block season for Billy Napier in Florida. I think it's a lot like South Carolina in that I think they're, you know, maybe a 7-win team, something of that sort. So they're next. And that leaves us with Missouri and Vanderbilt. Well, let's start with Missouri. I'm picking Missouri 6th, Ramona. It's a default process. I'm not even 100% sure about them as 6th. I think Vanderbilt could well challenge Missouri this year. Let me start with what's great at Missouri, and that's the receivers, all right? Luther Burden III, the freshman wide receiver, is all that in a bag of chips. I know he's a five-star guy. He's a legit five. Remember when I said like only 26% of five-star guys come in year one, make an impact? Well, this will be one of the 26% because Luther Burden is the truth. This whole core of receivers is dynamic. This group of receivers is pretty special. The quarterbacks are okay. Cook, Abram, Macon, they're okay. They're going to be helped a lot by this wide receiver group. I do think Missouri's going to score points. I think offensively, they can do some things. Defensively, they added 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 transfers. Nine. Defensively, they added 10. 10 transfers. Okay. I watched their spring game. They need 10 others. Okay. I don't think this defense could stop anybody if you arm them all with baseball bats. I think this is the worst defense in the SEC. I think it's worse than Vanderbilt. So I'm picking them 6th. Listen, Drinkwitz is an amusing guy at press conferences. We'll see how funny he is watching this defense play this year. Again, and I'm going to pick Vanderbilt 7th, although I think Vandy's going to make a little noise for reasons I'll explain next week. All right, there you have it. Those are your SEC projections. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
School is back in session, and Buff City Soap in Clemson and Greenville has the perfect gift to thank a teacher and start their school year off right. Treat them to a gift set with foaming hand soap, laundry soap, bath bombs, body lotion, or shave bars. They're handmade, free of harsh chemicals, and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. Shop Buff City Soap, Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson, and the shops in Greenridge in Greenville. And be sure to follow them on Facebook for this week's updates and specials.
What's better than hitting the road for a vacation with the family? Your favorite song is on and smiling faces. Okay, there may have been an occasional "Are We There Yet?" and "Don't Make Me Come Back There" for the 10th time in an hour. But you don't mind, because you know one thing. You have a brand new reliable vehicle from Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know that will keep them safe. They take care to know what you and your family needs. Visit 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Everlon Clemson offers independent living options like you've never seen before for adults 55 and older. Alleviate the burden of living at home with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. No more cooking, cleaning, or upkeep of a traditional home. Luxury independent living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to thrive with Everlon. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlonliving.com.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking,